Good morning, everybody. My name is Roger Ondroa. I am an assistant professor of agronomy and nutrient management at Montana State University. This work was my postdoctoral work up to last year at the University of Guelph, not far, 40-minute drive from Toronto in Canada. So today I'm going to talk about the potential of bioenergy cropping system for soil organic matter restoration, potassium and magnesium recycling, and water quality protection. Agriculture is a very dynamic industry, I would even say a volatile industry, whose drivers or determinants are consumer preference, consumer or farmer preference, government programs and regulations, market competition or market price, technical advances. Each of these drivers, individually or in combination, can bring about a change in land use and cropping system. Upon such a change, there are legitimate questions, such as, for instance, can a given land use impact soil physical, chemical, and biological properties? Probably yes, most likely yes. But the questions are, which property exactly, within which time frame will the impact takes place? Answer to these questions are very important for the appropriate, adequate planning and management of cropland, for the development and of decision support tools for sustainable management, for the impact assessment of land use change. Let's talk a little bit about the case of bioenergy cropping system. Here you have a selected sample of bioenergy cropping system. You have perennial grasses, switchgrass, miscanthus. You have soybeans, which is one of the first generation bioenergy cropping system. You also have on the far right, you have what is called short rotation woody crops. In this case, this is a willow tree. The reason that of these bioenergy crops are historically the periodic oil price spikes. Currently, we have lowest prices for decades, but make no mistake, they will go up. It is cyclic. The phenomenon is cyclic. The concern about ever-growing world's consumption of crude oil. We also have environmental concerns and concern about greenhouse gases. So what is called the first generation of bioenergy crops. These were raw grain crops, for example, corn, for example, soybeans, and the end product was bioethanol, biodiesel, and biogas. Associated with the first generation of bioenergy crops are economic and environmental costs. For example, food price spike in 2008, up to a 30% increase in food commodity prices, which led to the so-called 2008 food crisis. We also have negative impact on soil physical, chemical, and biological properties, as reported by several studies, as a result of the complete removal of crop residue to be used as biofuel. This led to the expansion, the development of the so-called second generation bioenergy crops, also known as dedicated bioenergy crop, or cellulosic bioenergy crops. And they have a couple of benefits. The picture here is my experiment up to last year. They have a couple of benefits, among others, as reported by several studies, the increase biodiversity, increase wildlife, reduce bulk density, increase water infiltration and hydraulic conductivities, increase soil water storage. So the question we may ask ourselves is, what is the after use status of the soil? Well, as we saw in the second slide, agriculture is determined, land use change is determined by a couple of drivers. Often, a change in land use, what would be the status, soil status? To have an answer to this question, we set up an experiment whose objective was to determine the impact of food and bioenergy cropping system on soil fertility properties. And we use at the University of Guelph experimental station a land that was for decades devoted for small grain cereal cropping system. The average fertilization rate was 50 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare per year, and the tillage system was a conventional tillage system, mold board. So we used that land to lay out a strip plot design whose main factor was the tree the cropping system, corn soybean rotation, switchgrass, miscanthus, switchgrass and miscanthus are C4 perennial grass, and willow as a representative of short rotation woody crop. And as the horizontal strip plot, we had two levels of fertilization, the control and 80 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare. And we sampled before and after the soil at two different depths, 0 to 15 and 15 to 30 centimeters. This is a snapshot of the experiment. We established this experiment in 2008, and in 2011, this is the first picture on top. And 1 year later, 1 year in September, you have the same at the same place, the same view. Obviously, soybeans has succeeded to corn, and here are the results. In the first histogram, you have the soil organic matter in the 0 to 15 centimeters layer in relation to the cropping system. You have the corn soybeans, switchgrass, or land use. Corn soybeans rotation, switchgrass perennial, miscanthus perennial, and willow perennial. In the green, you have the value of organic matter or whichever variable will come afterwards. Before, that is before the establishment of the new cropping system, And in the red, you have the value after. In this first histogram, you see that there was no, after 7 years, from 2008 and 2015, this summer, there was no significant difference in terms of soil organic matter in corn soybeans rotation and in the willow plot, but there were a significant increase, about 17% of organic matter after 7 years in switchgrass and miscanthus plot. The second histogram on the right, top right corner, depicts the soil nitrates in the plow level, 0 to 30 centimeters. in relation to the newly established cropping system or land use. You will see that in green, before, the previous land use, small grain each year, non-rotational, we had a high level of residual nitrate level. After 7 years, we have about, in the first columns, we have about 55% reduction in residual nitrate. For switchgrass, we have 75% reduction. Miscanthus, 75%, 82%, and for willow, 88% reduction into of residual nitrate level in the soil. The lower left corner histogram, you have the results regarding the exchangeable potassium in the 0 to 15 centimeter layers. You see that there was no significant difference between the previous land use, small grain, continuous small grain cropping, and the newly established land use, that is corn, soybeans, rotation, switchgrass, miscanthus, after 7 years. However, and this was a surprise, we did detect a significant increase, about 12% of potassium level in the 0 to 15 centimeters. Lower right bottom histogram, we have similar result. No significant differences with respect to exchangeable magnesium in corn, soybeans, rotation, switchgrass, miscanthus after 7 years, but significant differences, 17% increase in magnesium level under the short rotation cropping system of willow or salix. In an attempt to explain what we observed and that we didn't expect, we collected leaves from this picture was taken last Friday. The two pictures on top on the left were taken last Friday. Each fall, the short rotation, the willow shed its leaves. We collected the leaves of the willow, corn residue, soybean residue, and the fallen senescent leaves of miscanthus and switchgrass in the spring, and we analyze them for complete analysis. And this is a selected result that are relevant to our findings. You will see the potassium and magnesium levels in those leaves residue. In red, you will see that the potassium and magnesium levels in the willow leaves are relatively higher than in the rest of the leaves of the rest of the crop, which led us to the following conclusion. C4 perennial grass cropping system are restorative with respect to soil organic matter. We don't have enough time, but I will take the reason I have a hypothesis which may explain these spikes in organic matter observed with C4 perennial grasses. Willow-based cropping system are restorative relative to soil exchangeable potassium and magnesium. The various ecosystem services provided by switchgrass, miscanthus, and willow cropping system are organic matter restoration, water quality, potassium and magnesium recycling. In these pictures over here, try to explain what happened. Willow, because they can set their root deep in the BC horizon, And at this level, they can take up potassium and magnesium from newly weathered minerals such as biotite, chlorite, dolomite, vermiculite. And these potassium and magnesium are translated, as shown by the crop, the leaves residue, into the leaves, and in the fall, the leaf sheds and decompose and mineralize and enrich the soil, the top layer with potassium and magnesium. I will take questions for the remaining time.
Time for a couple of questions.
If there is no question, then I will take the opportunity. I have one.
I have one question.
All right. Yes.
Okay. You concluded that perennial grasses can restore organic matter, but in the graphs, it seems that were there differences. In the graph that you showed, it seems that there were no differences on organic matter. I might be wrong,
no,
but there was organic matter. It seems that in 2014, are those standard errors or standard?
Yeah. You probably have miscanthus. Yes, the error bars are different. They don't overlap.
Okay, so
miscanthus and Swiss grass.
Okay, so they're better than corn soybean systems then.
Yes, and the reason is that, as you can see in these pictures, especially with miscanthus, miscanthus has an impressive rooting system that can go as deep as 3 meters, and several studies shows that the below ground dry matter is ranged between 15 to 30 tons. And out of these 15 to 30 tons of dry matter, below ground dry matter, you have approximately 4 tons, each year, 4 tons of dead rhizomes. So you have a huge amount of a source of carbon. You also have a huge amount of rhizo deposit with C4 perennial grasses.
Yeah, thanks. One more quick question is:
who's your soil sampling
depth? 0.15 and then 15-30 centimeters.
Thanks, Roger.
I'm sorry?
Is there any significant difference among those crops, you know, the
bars you saw? Yes, like the result showed with corn soybean rotation, the group of C4 perennial grasses, there were significant differences in terms of impact on restoring, increasing soil organic matter as compared to soil, corn soil rotation and even willow,
Thanks, Roger.
Thank you.